Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Merck and in Kansas City. We gave the pre-opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 4:52, up 2.25 on the open. December, 4:68, up 4.5. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 3:79, up 2.25 on the open. December, 3.99, up 1.75. March, 4:15.5, up 1. July, 4:32.25, up 1.75 on the open. September corn opened at 224.5, up 2.5 on the open. December, 240.5, up 2. March, 255.25, up 2. May, 265.75, up 2.75. July, 274, up 2. September, 277.5, down 2. Red line December, 292.5, up 2 on the open. September oats opened at 175.5, up a half on the open. A half on the open. December at 185.25, up 1. September soybeans opened at 558.5, up 2 on the open. November 570.5, up 1.25. January 583, up 1. March 593, up 1.5. May 602.5, up 2.5. July 612.75, up 3.5 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 161.50, up 160 on the open. October, 162.50, up 150. September soybean oil opened at 25.30, down 8 on the open. October, 25.50, down 9. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 115.60, down 2.5 on the open. September, 116.30, up 22.5. October, 116.80, up 17.5 on the open. August live cattle opened at 87.85, up 10 on the open. October, 91.70, unchanged. December, 90.25, down 17.5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 63.55, up 40 on the open. December, 61.25, up 2.5. February, 61.90, unchanged. And April, 62, unchanged on the open. And August bellies opened at 78.60, down 75 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Join us this evening for another one of our AM 580 Agricultural Outlook meetings. We'll be at the AgriGold Research Farms east of Tuscola on Route 36. It's about 3 miles out of town. This evening at 6 o'clock, the meeting getting underway. There's activities all day long, but our part of the day begins around 6. Panelists this evening include Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. That's out at the AgriGold Research Farms east of Tuscola on Route 36. The meeting getting underway at 6 to 6:15-ish this evening. The meeting is free and no advance reservation for the meeting is required. We hope to see you there. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have a nice little bounce in the market today. What do you attribute it to?
Well, a couple things that we're looking at, of course, is that the major long liquidation possibly is reaching a climax over the last 3 to 5 days. The market is focusing on improved basis levels, particularly in the soybean complex with the rally last night. And to some extent, headlines continue to be biodiesel, several major soy processing plants in the Midwest are announcing soy diesel plants. Also, the continuation of good demand in the corn area. A lot of the funds have finished their major liquidation. The other thing is the debate continues whether the USDA's crop production report was accurate or not. And near as we can tell, the verdict is basically divided. The west of the Mississippi that's had 200% of normal rainfall, the feeling is that the crop was probably what the USDA said it was. East of the Mississippi, with a crop that's mature, a little less rainfall, blight, and tip back, noted that the crop size is possibly a little smaller. So, you know, states like Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, all and Michigan are all in the hunt for maybe smaller acreage as production levels. We know that the other factor is with this basis levels, whenever there is a surprise demand, like, for example, in soybeans and maybe to some extent in corn, you know, the new era is coming in which the end user has to be a little more aggressive than they have in the past. You know, that's a factor. And then the other factor is that the Sparks people in Forma put out a report today that grain storage is not going to be quite as tight this year as it was last year. So that's good news for the farmer and the producer.
Although I was looking at that report, too, it looks like Illinois won 22.5% of capacity for the fall.
Well, you know, we do know things when we go down the road. We notice that the grain elevators have built storage. We know the farmer has built storage. We hope that the transportation system is better, you know, not a Katrina-type debacle where railroad have been washed out and also barges have been delayed. We know there is more capacity in the ethanol industry than a year ago. And it is going to be expensive to move the grain because of transportation costs on the river and rail. But the big factor is that the grain companies and the grain industry knows how to handle big crops better than they did, you know, 1 or 2 years ago. And hopefully that will help. And also the farmer is also used to handling this kind of a situation. So between forward sales, more storage with the farmer, he's learned a lot as well.
Let's look at the particulars of these yields for a moment. Of course, USDA's August estimate for beans was 39.6, and practically nobody in the trade believes that number, given the good weather we've had the first half of August. What number are they trading right now?
Well, a couple things. The government for the last 3 out of 5 years has done a horrible job of actually pinning the tail on the donkey, so to speak, as far as what the yield's concerned. They always seem to overestimate the production. Why? Well, we're not sure, but, you know, they've had some troubles. I would think they'd finally get that act together and get an accurate figure. Obviously, with the pod counts that we're seeing and the rainfall in the Midwest, but one-third of the beans in the United States are grown in the Delta, and it is quite dry down there. One weather forecaster that we watch is indicating there is a chance of rain. The other people say seasonally it just doesn't rain that much in the Delta. So we know one-third of the area is a major problem. But the big factor is that the cost of production, it just isn't economically feasible for the South American farmer to plant beans. He owes 2 years of fertilizer expenses, the acreage expansion, and we're seeing that the demand factor from China is coming to the U.S. with less production next year. And even if we do balloon the production estimates 1 bushel or 2 bushels up, the real name of the game is good soybean crush margins, good export margins. Demand's going to be super for soybeans. And beans really don't deserve to go down as cheap as they did last year.
And the yield at corn at 152.2, is that a fairly representative number?
I would say it's a stretch. And our feeling is here in East Central Illinois that the crop is more mature than it was last year. The cut back and tip back in the ears are noted. There seems to be quite a bit of variability, but the verdict is still out in that area, and I'll be still willing to walk through the cornfields and give my judgment in time. But I think that the government has a very healthy production estimate at this time, and the same thing as far as the demand's concerned in corn. We do know there's going to be extra ethanol production in the Midwest and in the U.S. We know our exports are going to be good. We know the Chinese stocks are extremely tight. So it does augur well, and we do need to buy, 2 to 4 million acres, so to speak, and I think that's going to be pretty hard to do with wheat and soybean prices as high as they are. So it does look like better times for agriculture. It's just getting this crop put to bed in a timely fashion, and that's what a lot of the debate is going to be.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILL Urbana.